lost it again in 98, we lost it again in 99. Then we lost it to the Supreme Court for partial abortion. And I look back on that, and I say, thank God we did. Thank God we lost. You know why? Because it turns out that because we ultimately vetoed that bill, instead of signing something which would be very easy for them to sign, that became a major issue in American politics. It turned out to be a front page story every time the bill came up, and it came up once a year because it would pass and then we'd have to override this veto. For the first time in the history of the abortion movement, the head of the abortion clinic, abortion providers organization, went on national television and said, abortion is the taking of the human life. And at that moment, it turns out, if you look at polling numbers, attitudes on abortion in America begin to change. Why? Because in a partial birth abortion, the doctor is holding the baby who would otherwise be born alive in his or her hands, and then takes a scissor and plunges it into the back of the baby's skull, killing the baby. You can no longer lie about what abortion is. And that truth hit home with America. See, we have our plans of what we think is successful, and God has His plans. As we all know, His is always better. One of my favorite sayings is, God does not call on us to be successful. He calls on us to be faithful. America will not and has never been great because of our success. It's been because of our faith. That's what's made us different than any other country in the history of the world. Do you know we are the most faith-filled country in Western civilization? More people join a church than any other civilization in the West. You never hear that talked about as the success of America. You are living in what I believe is the most consequential time in American history since the Second World War, where America hangs in the balance. The Second World War, we look back and we look at that generation, we call it the greatest generation. Why were they great? They braver, stronger, more patriotic, love America more. They had more virtue. Look, I saw America. I traveled this country. Running for president of the United States, I saw America. America's a good country. There are millions and millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, good, decent, moral people in America. What's happened? It's we've lost faith. Ladies and gentlemen, go back and look at the greatest generation. The war started in 1939. France fell in 1940. June of 40, Roosevelt gets on the radio. His speech where he talked about the British Empire survived 1,000 years. This would be our finest hour. What you don't remember from that speech is he asked America to get involved, and we said no. Greatest generation said no. Why? Because we'd just gone through depression, we were tired, it was tough, economic situations, you know, we didn't want to get involved in foreign wars. Any of this sound familiar? We were tired, we had to take our care of our own families, our own situation, our own communities. It wasn't until the bomb dropped What made them great was simply this. They rose to the challenge of their time. You're not going to have to put a uniform on to rise to the challenge of your time. You're going to have to live who you are fully. You're going to have to do what the other side does. And take it into your schools. Demand your schools teach the truth. And don't take it for granted that they are. You're going to take it into your churches. Demand your pastors to preach the truth. Stop worrying about their 501c3 designation.
Part of the generation that saved America.